Like all our children to come and join me at the front of the church and everybody else can be seated. How y'all doing? Good, good. Did you all have a good Christmas? Mm-hmm. Was it a lot of fun? And vacation's about to be over, is that right? School's back in tomorrow? Oh, you all excited? Oh, yeah, but not right. Ooh, smooth in tomorrow. Well, today is called the second Sunday of Christmas. I mean, we're still celebrating Christmas in the church. And if you notice, anybody notice these figures in the stable, okay, and the wise men that are halfway down the church? If anybody remembers them from last year, okay, they've been restored. Vicky Freeman, a lady in our church, has had them all year and she's painted them. Okay, so they've all got a facelift and they've all been restored and all really, really pretty. Now the wise men are halfway down the church because the wise men did not get to see Jesus the night he was born. They came later. And so in the church we have this thing called the 12 days of Christmas. Christmas Day being the first day and January the 6th. Being the 12th day, and that's when we celebrate a feast called the Epiphany, and that's when we celebrate the visit of the wise men. So they're not quite there yet, they're almost there yet, but on Tuesday they will get to where the baby Jesus is. Now the word Epiphany means manifestation or showing forth. What that did, okay, was God, the night Jesus was born, showed to the Jews how much he loved them. And the Epiphany, the manifestation showing forth, is God showing to the Gentiles, all those people who are not Jews, that God loves them also. Now, when we unpacked all the figures, okay, I want to show you a couple of figures that Vicky did. This is one of the wise men, okay? One of the wise men. The first thing I noticed about him, okay, was his robe. Can you see anything about the bottom of his robe, Heaven? It's a dress, yeah? Anything about the pattern on it? It's plaid. It's plaid, okay? Vicky's put a tartan on one of the wise men. He's from the east of Scotland. Yeah, and there are wise men in Scotland, okay? But I thought what she did was very creative, okay? Because this tells us that God's love is for everybody, even those from Scotland, okay? So God's love is for everybody, and this king came and brought the gift. This looks like it's the gold that this king brought, but he's wearing a tartan just to remind us that God's love is for everybody. Now, the other one I want to show you is this one. We had in our stable 5 sheep. And if I remember correctly, okay, last year, all the sheep were white. Now, the reason that Vicky painted them and restored them is because they'd got kind of old and faded, and they'd all got chipped, okay, and bits were broken off. But this year, Vicky painted one of the sheep black. And if anybody went and looked carefully at the stable when we put up on Christmas Eve, this black sheep was the closest to Jesus in the manger. Now, when big people think of black sheep, what do you all think of? Outcast, okay? Yeah. The whatever? The burned lamb. He thinks of burned lamb, okay? All right. Black sheep, okay. That's funny, okay. I'm not looking at your mum's cooking at all, okay? All right. But when big people think of black sheep, they think of outcasts. We have wonderful phrases like the black sheep of the family, okay? The black sheep is the outcast because it's not how it's supposed to be. This is very important in our stable because all of us were made in the image of God, all of us. It is through Christ that we are restored to that image. Restoration takes time. Thank goodness God is patient. But we are in the process of being restored to God's image. God came because he loves everybody. All of us are black sheep. All of us. To somebody, we are a black sheep. But to God, we are his child. We, through Christ, have been restored to God's image, but it's up to us to move into that image. It's a brand new year. Anybody made any resolutions? You made one, Tej? Was it a good one? Yeah. What were you going to do?
I'm going to buy cakes.
What?
Buy cakes.
You are?
Buy cakes. Classic.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Good job. Anybody else made a New Year's resolution? Anybody out there made a New Year's resolution? Nobody willing to say, okay, all right, because it's probably been broken by now. But it's a new year, okay? But it's time that we make resolutions. I think it's time for us to make the resolution to move more intentionally to showing the restoration of God in our lives to the people who we live with. We have to become more intentional about saying our prayers. That restores us. We have to be more intentional about being loving. That restores us. We've got to become more intentional about being kind. That restores us. All of us are children of God. All of us are black sheep, but it's through Christ that we are restored to God's wonderful image. So happy new year. Let's all be intentional about showing God's love to everybody we meet. Okay? All right, guys. Thank you.